Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome again to Old Time Hockey. This is your host at Wolf 3328. Thank you very much for hanging out with me this evening. It's a little bit of a late start. I know we wanted to start this at 11 o'clock, but for those who are just joining in, we had I coach baseball. Hockey guy talking hockey, and then he coaches baseball. Whatever. Get it together, Wolf. But anyways, no, my 16U team had a game tonight, 8:30 start in Tonawanda, just north of Buffalo, if you're listening in from out of town. And, we got a 7-0 team, and the guys moved to 8-0 tonight with a big 12-8 win over a crosstown rival. So my baseball team moved to 8-0, but that's not the reason why I'm here to talk today. I'm here to talk about the NHL, what's going on around the league, and fill you in, give you my opinions on what I like, what's going on out there, and what I don't like. We may have a couple of calls joining us today, but we'll wait and see. The number is 347-934-0157. If you want to get in and join, this is a live podcast, do so. You know, if you don't like what's going on with the Bruins, if the new GM, Don Sweeney's making moves, you're not too happy, you want to talk about it, give me a shout, 347-934-0157. You want to talk about the recently inducted players heading to the Hall of Fame, former players like Phil Housley and Sergei Fedorov, Nicholas Lidstrom, Chris Pronger, go ahead, give me a call. We'll discuss it. Anybody get left off? Anyone get snubbed? You're not happy with Lindros getting snubbed, or you don't want to see Lindros get into the Hall of Fame? Hey, I'm here to listen. Take it out on me, man. Call me the bartender. I'm here all night taking your calls. I am the creator of FromThe300Level.com. We are an NHL-accredited website. We blog about all things sports, but I am the hockey guy, one of the hockey guys. I don't know everything there is to know about hockey. I don't even pretend to, but I have opinions. And, I thank you for taking the time to listen, and who knows, maybe we share some of the same ideas when it comes to pucks. We have no show sponsor tonight, so no big deal about that. We'll get them eventually. There were a couple of trades today that we do need to talk about out of the gate here. This podcast only goes till midnight, so it's a late start again, 11:30 to midnight. Is all we're going to run tonight. But let's just go through some of the trades that were made. The Sharks have acquired goaltender Martin Jones, a prospect. They sent the Bruins their 2016 first-round pick and a forward, Sean Curley. They're heading to Boston, and Martin Jones is heading out to San Jose. Now, Boston had just acquired Jones over the weekend from L.A. as part of the Milan Lucic deal. They also acquired a defenseman, Colin Miller, and LA's 2015 first-round pick, the 13th pick overall, who they used to select Jake DeBrusk. The Bruins made some other moves that people were scratching their heads about. They didn't think they were going to be able to re-sign Dougie Hamilton, so they moved him for Calgary's 2015 first-round pick and two 2015 second-round picks. So the Bruins were picking up draft picks while they were sending down KG veterans that have Stanley Cup rings out west. They also traded a 2016 sixth-round pick for the rights to Carl Soderberg. So he went to Colorado. So one of the deals again today in review here, Martin Jones, never even skated for the Bruins. He's going to be a question or an answer to a trivia question somewhere down the road. For you Boston fans, but Martin Jones never laced up for Boston. He's heading out to San Jose, and he's going to head back out to the Western Conference, and hopefully he's going to torture those L.A. Kings for getting rid of him, but they really couldn't afford to hang on to him. Big, big deal towards the 5:36 o'clock hour. Columbus have acquired Brandon Saad, Michael Peloda, and Alexander Broadhurst from the Chicago Blackhawks in exchange for Artem Anisimov, Jeremy Morin, Corey Trapp, a former Sabre, Mark Dano, and a 2016 fourth-round draft pick. That was one of the big deals
made towards the end of the day, the end of the early evening there. Another deal that was called into the NHL head office. The Ducks have acquired defenseman Kevin Bieksa. I can never pronounce that right, from the Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver will get a 2016 second-round draft pick from Anaheim. And the Edmonton Oilers have announced that they have acquired Lauri Korpikoski, a left winger from the Arizona Coyotes, in exchange for center Boyd Grain. Those were the four deals that were called in today. So we've got you caught up on that. What else is going around the NHL? Craig Button weighed in on the moves that the Buffalo Sabres made over since Friday. They made some deals, and he believes he's on record now saying that Buffalo is definitely moving in the right direction. He was giving Tim Murray all kinds of praise. Let's see if I can pick up some quotes here from Craig Button here. Computer's moving a little bit slow, which is all I need right now. Let's see here. But anyways, he likes Dan Bylsma as a coach of the Buffalo Sabres. He likes that Jack Eichel's, he thinks he's going to be an integral part of the franchise for many years to come. Yeah, I can't pull up a specific quote here I want to use, but Craig Button was giving the Buffalo Sabres all kinds of props this afternoon. Let me see here if I can't find. I wanted to play for you an interview earlier from Robin Lehner. This was an interview that he did with members of the Buffalo media and Buffalo sports bloggers like myself. I'm not part of the media. I'm a sports blogger. I know a lot of Buffalo bloggers think they're part of the media. We're just fans that have extra time, and we like to hear our voices, and we like to see our writing in print. But we're not necessarily part of the media. You're not going to come to me and look for my Sabres Columbus Blue Jackets game review. You're going to read the Buffalo News. You're going to read John Vogel. You may read Bill Hoppe's article, but you're not coming to me for my post-game analysis. I mean, my only hope is that I can come away with some part of the game that might not be talked about, like maybe some guy fell down the stairs with three beers in his hand. That's something that might not catch Vogel's or Harrington's pen during the game. But, some slob like me up there in the peanut heaven, if you will, up in the press box, I might notice something like that. I notice the obscure jerseys that you wear. I'm always looking for old-time Sabres jerseys. I saw Gord Donnelly a few times last year. Jerseys, of course, you see Ryan Miller's. I saw a Bob Sylvay jersey last year. Major props to the Bob Sylvay jersey. But we're having a little bit of technical difficulties here. This isn't one of our better shows. Things are not working like I want them to right now. See if we can't work out some of the kinks. Hopefully no one's trying to call in right now. I couldn't tell if you're in the queue or not. But if you are trying to get in, the number to dial is 347-934-0157. We were going to be joined by another Buffalo blogger who writes for Sabre Noise. We'll see if he stops in. He had his own hockey game going on tonight, so I don't know if he had time. He may catch up with us tomorrow. Let's see here. Yeah, this computer's a piece of crap tonight. It's not playing nice with me. But what do you get? It's 11:40 at night. I should be in bed. I got to work in the morning. You guys think this is all I do? If you think this is what I do to make a living, you're out of your mind. Who would pay me to talk about hockey? Not too many guys here. Anyways, let's see if we can't work out the technical difficulties here. Hang on just one second. Let's see if we can't get part of our music going while we try to work out the kinks. I can't get the music to play. There we go. Thank you. Well, we've still got some technical difficulties here. Things aren't going according to plan. One of the reasons why Brandon Saad was dealt today by Chicago to Columbus was because of the they were worried. Chicago was worried or under the impression that Saad was going to have some offer sheets filed in the morning. And I'm sure they had every reason to suspect that. Offer sheets don't come around that often, but with a Stanley Cup championship team, you know, they're having trouble staying underneath the ceiling. They've got some contracts that are just, wow. And Johnny Oduya will be available any day tomorrow. The Sabres are looking to acquire his rights, or possibly a Paul Martin. If I were to look at what Paul Martin can bring to the club, what Johnny Oduya can bring to the club, I believe I'm going to take Johnny Oduya. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he has two Stanley Cup rings. Excuse me, he has three Stanley Cup rings, first and foremost. Let me see if I can put you back in the queue, see if we can't work on a couple more of these technical difficulties real quick. Robin Lehner interview from earlier in here today. Take a listen. So that was the Robin Lehner phone conference with Buffalo media members today. You're surely getting a question in there towards the end. A little bit went a little bit better today as opposed to last well, yesterday when they had Ryan O'Reilly, and I called him, I think he called him, called him a different name, Jamie. Called him Jamie because, you know what, it's like this. Like, you got to let the Harringtons, the Vogels, and the Hoppies, the Yeardens, whoever, the Hamiltons, the guys who truly get paid to do this job, you got to let them get their questions. And they have deadlines. I don't. So, you know, I've got my 12 or 13 questions that I think I'd like to have an answer to. And, you know, when one of these press conferences begin, and, you know, I just check them off as someone asks it just to make sure. And they're appealing to me. You know, it's something that I want to know. And I a lot of times think that, you know, maybe a fan would want to know this as well. If you're a fan, this is something you want to know. And so, you know, I cross the questions off as they're asked and answered. And if I don't like the answer, I'll ask the same question or, you know, in a different way and see if I get a better answer. I've done that in the past with players and coaches and general managers. But yesterday I had this question about David Legwand. I wanted to, you know, with Jamie McGinn. I wanted to ask Ryan O'Reilly his thoughts on Jamie McGinn. What type of player is Buffalo going to get? Because not a lot of your average fan is going to know who Jamie McGinn is. If you watch hockey, if you watch the Western Conference in Colorado, you're going to know who Jamie McGinn is if you've been watching them for a couple of years. Of course, last year he was injured and only appeared in about 25 games. So you may not have caught Jamie McGinn or heard much about him. So yesterday we were going through the press conference with O'Reilly, and finally we get to the end, and I had the question on my tongue. He gave like a four-minute answer to God knows what, asked by God knows who, and finally there's a pause, and I'm like, this is Frank Willa from the300level.com. Jamie, talk to us about what type of player is Jamie McGinn, and what can we expect out of him in the Buffalo lineup, and what kind of character? That's that. Then, of course, he paused. He's like, does this friggin' idiot know that he just called me Jamie? And I'm like, oh, God, why did I call him Jamie? I mean, you know, I did this last year, too, in the Sabres dressing room with Mikhail Grigorenko. You know, last year with Mikhail Grigorenko, it was at the development camp, training camp, whatever you want to call it, the development camp he was at with Gergensens, and Frank goes, that must have been having a bad day. Media was all around him, and towards the tail end of his media availability session, I called him Zemgus, and I was so upset with myself, and he looked at me dead in the eye and said, did you just call me Zemgus? You called me Zemgus. Yeah, I called you Zemgus. I'm sorry. You look just like him. You guys are both Russian, or, you know, you look Russian. I don't know what that. What is Zemgus, anyways? Latvian. Never mind. He's Eastern European. Anyways, so yeah, that definitely didn't make Grigorenko's day. It made me look like an ass, which I'm good at doing. You know, I don't need anyone else's help. I can make myself look like an idiot rather often. But anyways, that was. I had some issues getting people's names right, but that's it's always been the case. I've always gotten people's names wrong. It is what it is. Anyways, you know, this show hasn't gone as well as I'd like. I got to be honest with you. The internet's been running slow. It's telling me I have 8 minutes and 48 seconds left on air, but it's not counting down. So I don't even know if this is recording right now. I need to go back to my old school podcasting equipment. That's what I'm going to have to do. Get out the mic, the soundboard, everything. I mean, that was kind of a pain in the ass. We could never get that right, the sound just right. There's always a little bit of a hissing noise in the background or some kind of, what do they call that, feedback or what the technical term is, but there's always something in the background from allowing it to be a clean session. But anyways, look, it's the Old Time Hockey Show. It's obvious nobody's going to be calling in tonight. We only have a couple minutes left. No sponsors of the show tonight. I am expecting some major fireworks tomorrow from around the NHL. It's July 1st. It's Christmas for these general managers and fans. Who will the Buffalo Sabres add? Tim Murray's looking for another defenseman, a left-handed defenseman, I believe, or maybe another right-hand. No, he's looking for left-handed, a left-shooting
defensemen. Johnny Oduya, Paul Martin were rumored to be two of the guys high on the list, but we'll see where Tim Murray, which direction he wants to go. Lo and behold, this team will have another piece to the puzzle as of tomorrow, and probably maybe even another guy, maybe one or two more players. He still has to put bodies in Rochester. Who knows what he's going to do with the goaltending situation there. Maybe there's a few undrafted players out there that we haven't thought of that have been in and out of Buffalo. Training camp, developmental camp, I should say, begins Monday. We will be there. I've got baseball. I got a baseball game at 12 noon, so I'll probably be there in the morning from, you know, the time it starts till about 10:30 or so, and then I'll head down to Delaware Park for a PAL baseball game. Once that's over, I'll head back to the arena for some more action, and then I'll be there all day Tuesday, and of course, I'll be there for the entire week, and of course, Friday, the blue and gold scrimmage. I'm very much looking forward to that, as I'm sure all you are as well. But I can't thank enough for listening, and if you suffered through this show, there's something wrong with you. But anyways, thank you very much for listening to the show today. I can't tell you again how happy I am that you are here, that you shared these moments with me. This computer is really bad. I gotta upgrade this computer. I bought this Windows 7 computer because of some programs that weren't compatible with Windows 8. So I'm in this position with this crap computer. It's super slow. My brother-in-law is a computer guru. He told me this computer was a piece of crap. So anyways, we're going to go grab a Surface. I believe over the weekend, the wife gave me the green light to go pick up a brand new Surface. So that's what we're going to do. And I'll use that for my shows coming up in the future. So we should have a pretty clean and easy process there in getting this show going. But thank you very much for joining the show tonight. I'm your host at Wolf3328. Check out our website, www.fromthe300level.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at fromthe300level. God bless you. Have a good night.